24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Please follow us online at www.ladyze.com. And on all social networks at Lady Z. That's LadyZhe. My next guest is a DJ from Charlotte, North Carolina, who is the tour DJ for Manifest Music's Big Greg. Hello and welcome. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for asking, DJ Easy Ruck. So, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How did you become a DJ? What drew you to DJing?
Just the love of music.
Mm-hmm.
The love of seeing people smile, have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep the party going.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Okay, so I see you're wearing an AC/DC shirt.
Correct.
So, what genres do you typically spin?
I spin every genre.
Every genre?
There's nothing I won't spin. There's nothing I won't mix. There's nothing I won't scratch. I will do it all.
When did you start DJing?
Probably when I was 14, 15 years old.
In high school?
I had a little hiatus, and I got back into it after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what are you currently doing?
Currently, I just work.
Mm-hmm. Do you DJ weddings?
I DJ weddings. I DJ parties. I DJ any event that you need music and you want to be happy at. Mm-hmm. I'll show up for you.
So what music right now is like your go-to like get like a wedding reception just lit?
Right now, the any dance, any line dance type music.
Oh, like the cha cha cha, the electric slide, stuff like that.
That will get the crowd going quicker than anything else. You'll get 80-year-old grandmothers to 5-year-old kids up dancing off beat and smiling, and that's the best feeling in the world.
Okay. So, how did you come up with your name, DJ Easy Ruck?
DJ Easy Ruck was inspired by the late, great DJ Easy Ruck, who was the DJ for Rob Bass.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
You know, he inspired my name.
Okay, so, okay.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
Rob Bass. Very basic. He was a rapper, right?
Right. A rapper.
What was one of his songs?
Joy and Pain, It Takes Two.
Oh yeah, It Takes Two. That's the one I was thinking of. That's the one. It Takes Two. Right. Yeah. That's a good one. That's an oldie but a goodie.
Very still good. A timeless song.
Yeah, that song right there will definitely get a party going.
Right.
Yeah, people like that song. So, this is the Jazz and Tech Lounge. Okay. So, what are you currently using in your kit? What do you use for your speakers and for your turntables?
Kit, I use Samsung products.
Okay.
Speaker-wise, I use the Pioneer DDJ controller. I'm a, you know, I'm a computer DJ, so I don't have any vinyl, you know.
Oh, okay. So you don't DJ with vinyl?
I don't DJ with vinyl.
Okay. Have you ever DJed with vinyl?
I have not.
Really?
I have not. Really? I went from CDs to a controller, so.
Oh, wow.
Right. So I never had to lug a crate around.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah, that's a whole, I mean, when you look at the history of DJing, like, the technology really has changed.
Correct. Much it's respect changed. To the people that carry crates. But just not me. I'm sorry.
Just not you.
Just not me.
So how do you scratch and everything else with a completely digital setup?
It's pretty much the same. I mean, the songs, you load the songs the same way. Of course, mm-hmm. you have to do it by computer. But you know, you just load the songs on each side of the mm-hmm. each side of the turntable. Use the mixer the same way, the crossfader the same way. Everything's mm-hmm. the same except for no vinyl, no big records.
Right.
Everything is compact. It's right in front of you. Mm-hmm. Push the button, do your thing.
So how do you become a good DJ? Do you practice?
I practice a lot.
You
I
do?
Practice every day.
Yeah. You practice at home DJing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so you just mix stuff and just try different ideas out that you have?
That's what I do every single day. I want to make sure I give it to the people the right way.
Now, I have a question. So, there's a song I like by the DeBarge family.
Okay.
A Dream.
A Dream, yes.
Do you ever mix that with, like, Blackstreet's, was it Don't Leave or Tupac's I Ain't Mad At
I
You?
I do.
You mix those three together?
I do. I look for songs like that for seamless transition since they were, you know,
Sampled of a sample. Yeah. So you do that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Oh, okay. Do that's dope.
Yeah.
That is really dope.
Yeah.
Because I think that is so, that's what's so unique about, like, hip hop is that it draws from so many different things. Like, do you ever mix, like, Hypnotize with, like, Rise by Herb Alpert? Do you ever mix the hip hop and the jazz?
I have not done that one yet.
You haven't done that one?
That's a great idea.
Oh, you like that idea?
I do. Thank you.
You know that song Rise was like number one for like a season. I think it was like number one for like 14 weeks or something. That's like insane for an instrumental track. But you know, it's so funny. I don't know how I ran across Rise on YouTube, but I was listening to it. I was like, oh my God, that's Biggie. That tripped me out.
Right.
So, are there any DJs that have inspired you in your style and approach to DJing?
I love DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Okay.
He's very much out of my league, but I can listen to him all day.
Yeah.
If I could do the things that he would do, he does. Mm-hmm. I would be amazing as well. But mm-hmm. you know, he has a lot of knowledge. He's quick. He's skilled. And, you know, I aspire to be like him one day.
DJ Jazzy
DJ
Jeff. That's a good DJ to admire.
Yeah.
I think of DJ Jazzy Jeff more of a producer than a DJ, but
he is a great DJ. If, you know, for those out there that know, they know that DJ Jazzy Jeff is
He's had a hand
top-notch.
On Jill Scott's career, and then he was in cameos on the Fresh Prince. Of Bel-Air.
Yeah. Not only can he make you laugh, he can make you dance as well. So
He's a beast in the studio. Absolutely. So besides DJ Jazzy Jeff, what other DJs inspire you?
There's a DJ out of Atlanta, Georgia named Greg Street. Mm-hmm. Great DJ. He's on V103.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many I really can't name. Mm-hmm. You got Incognito in Charlotte. You got there's just so many that I look to for inspiration. Try to pattern my mixes after. So I take a little bit from everybody.
That's awesome. So when you hear like a new song that's hot on the radio, and you are incorporating it into your set, like what's your process? for that?
Just to see how I can match the beat. I mean, not every song goes with every song.
Right.
So, I mean, I might go through 3 songs before I find that right song.
Right.
You know, and then I got to think about the way the crowd will react to the song coming in. Because if you bring it in too soon, they won't hear it in time. If you bring it in too late, they hear it too late, you know. You got to keep the people on the floor. You got to get them out of the seat. So it's all about bringing the song in.
Wow. Wow. So what, besides DJs, what other artists inspire you as a DJ?
Inspiring artists. CeeLo Green, the whole Goody Mob, the whole Dungeon Family, Outkast, Dre, Big Boy. I like all Southern rap. I gotta be honest. Ludacris, Young Bloods, when they were popping. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, I just got the whole Southern flavor in me. Mm-hmm. So that's what I like to listen to. The new stuff is good for the new kids. But I like the older stuff.
You like the older stuff?
I do.
So I wanted to talk about your educational background. Like, what was your level of exposure to music going through school?
Just going to parties. I mean, coming up, I went to parties really early. You know,
How old were you when you started going to parties?
Maybe 13, 14 years old.
Really?
I actually used to
ride. You had a fake ID to get in the club?
No, I actually used to ride to the event with other DJs, with the DJ that, you know, was at the club, you know. And with me going to the party, there were other kids that were going to the party. So if that DJ could bring 20 kids, then that's more money for them.
Okay.
That was the, you know, first initial exposure that I got to actually, you know, going to the club, being at parties, hearing loud music, helping load the equipment, and just being around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that kind of help to nurture your love for the art of DJing.
Right, it did.
Okay. So some of the DJs that I follow is Terrence out of Detroit. I like DJ Suede. I like Erykah Badu. She's a DJ too.
Right.
And there's just all these, you know, DJs that just...
Of course, DJ Envy Power 105.
Oh, you like DJ Envy too?
DJ Envy, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different DJs out there that are doing some cool things. So what is like your focus as a DJ? Because there's DJs that do remixes, DJs like, well, Erykah Badu, she's like a vocalist and a DJ. And I mean, you have so many different approaches that people have to the music. And what?
I mean, my main approach is to keep the crowd moving. Mm-hmm. Get the crowd ready for Big Greg and LaTruth, and just, you know, keep the party going. Bring them out in the right way, and just keep the party going when they're on stage. Keep the party going when they're off stage. That's what I'm here for.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So what advice would you give to other aspiring tour DJs?
Practice, practice, practice. Don't ever get comfortable with what you did yesterday. Continue to practice. It doesn't matter if you have an audience. Practice.
Wow. I think, you know, with the whole change of technology, making audio equipment just much more portable,
right.
I think it's really lowered the cost to becoming a DJ, because you can purchase the equipment and stuff like that. So, you know, it's really changed the game. I think that's really unique that you've never DJed with vinyl. That's like, wow. That's technology,
that's
right?
That's correct. And people out there that can hear me, again, I apologize. You might not call me a real DJ because I never touched the wax. But if you heard it, you wouldn't be disappointed.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to hearing you, you know, turn some turntables at the next Manifest Music show with Big Greg and LaTruth. I want to know, what is something you haven't done that you want to do next with your DJing?
I mean, it's early right now, so I'm gonna stay humble. I'm gonna stay low key. I just want to stay in the background. I want Big Greg. I want LaTruth to succeed. I want Manifest Music to blow up. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stay in the background. I'm gonna be quiet, and where they go, I go.
So you enjoying being a part of the Manifest Music team?
I'm enjoying being the fourth member of the Manifest Music family.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not signed, but we're brothers, so that's
okay.
It.
Okay, that's cool. So, I have two questions for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
You want the music question or the tech question first?
Give me the music.
Okay. Michael Jackson or Prince? Which one do you prefer?
I take Michael.
You take Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, and so for my tech question, Apple or PC? What do you prefer?
Prefer Apple.
Is that what you use for your DJing?
That's what I use. MacBook Pro.
You use a MacBook Pro?
Can't go home, can't leave home without it.
Oh my goodness, that MacBook Pro is heavy.
It is.
It's heavy.
It is, but it has everything that I need, and hopefully it doesn't get the blue screen on me.
How big is your hard drive on your MacBook Pro?
I wouldn't know. I use an external hard drive also, so
I try
not to have any hiccups, any problems, so I don't even know.
You have like a terabyte external hard drive?
Probably.
That you use? Yeah. Yeah, I burn up so much data. Like, I got a couple of terabytes in the cloud that I use,
right.
And I have my external hard drive, so.
Right. That the MacBook Pro is my lifeline.
That's your lifeline? What do you like the best about it?
It's just the way that I can arrange music, mm-hmm. the way that... It took a while to get used to from using, you know, the Windows operating system. But it's easy to use. It's just, I don't know. It's
very user friendly.
Very user friendly.
Okay. Now, I've seen some other equipment out there. I think there's like beat machines. Do you ever use any beat machines or any special effects in your?
I do use effects. I don't use beat machines. The controller that I use. It has everything there for you. So I just program my...
So you have the foghorn sound in there?
Yeah, I just program my sounds.
And the hotkeys for it?
I do, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's dope.
That's it.
So can you share with our listeners your tag, your DJ?
My tag, DJ Easy Ruck. DJEZRuck. Instagram.
Okay. So I want our listeners to hear your little tag. Like when you do shows, don't you have a DJ Easy Ruck MP3 that you use or something like that?
I do.
You
I
do?
Do?
I want to.
I do.
Can you share that?
It's simple. Big Greg, DJ Easy Ruck. It's showtime.
Oh, that's what it says.
That's it.
Okay. Cool. All right, so it's been fun. Thank you so much for coming on to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. It is this interview, so it's a little late, so I'm getting a little tongue-tied, but you can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and all social networks at Lady Z. And I will be posting some more information so you can connect with DJ Easy Ruck and all of our other interviewees that we've interviewed on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
VashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to VashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. VashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.